Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bob Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. If you have not checked out our social media, we've been posting videos, and I've handed these guys ring lights, and Bo is having a lot of fun going through the modes and making it look like he's at a dance club right now.
Well, I had no clue that there's this little thing on here that says RGB, and it's in like different, each letter's in a different color. And I was like, what does this do? And I hit it, and then it starts, these different colors start coming up, and then it's
let me guess, are they in red, green, and blue?
Yeah. And all these colors start coming up, and then it starts flashing like we're in a club. And what?
Oh man,
I was so scared for a second because I said I went to see if mine did the same thing, and I was like, oh, it does. And then I almost couldn't figure out how to get it back to the regular setting.
Reverse.
I was like, whoa, hold on.
Well, to your point, Darren, I couldn't get it back. I turned it off and turned it back on, and then I realized that. If you hit mode, even if you're hitting RGB, but if you hit mode, it goes back to plain old light. So there we're back go. To boring.
We've all learned something today.
The vibes are down.
You can put the red, green, and blue on later on once we're done filming. This video will be up later on social media at 929 Morning Shift. We're going to be filming Which One Wednesday. All right. Before we get there, though. The second round of college football playoff rankings have been released, and the top five teams remain unchanged. It's Georgia at 5, Alabama, Texas A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State at number 1. But I have a question for you. If you were Texas A&M or Ohio State, would you think about sitting your starting QB in the conference title game?
Can I throw that back in your direction?
You can.
After what happened to Carson Beck last year in the SEC championship?
Mm.
Like, how do Georgia fans feel about that? Because I wouldn't personally, and I realize, you know, that they're the top seeds. Like, and you're, even if you lose the game, you're going to be able to say, well, we didn't have a starting quarterback. They're still probably going to get, if they're able to win out, if A&M's able to beat Texas and win out and do all the things they need to, you're still probably going to get a first round bye if you lose the SEC championship. I can't imagine a 12-1 A&M not getting a bye in the SEC championship. But I still would probably start my starting quarterback, and I'd probably do the same thing. But I think Georgia fans are more well-equipped to answer this than anybody, because it happened to them last year, where it's like, if Carson Beck had not gotten injured, would you have had a better shot at actually making a run to a title game? I think that's going to be an interesting point of contention, especially for, like, Ohio State, if Julian Sayin's, like, a Heisman finalist.
Right.
It's like, do you really want to put him out in harm's way? For what reason? Like, you know what I mean?
You know, I want to yield to Allie because she is a Georgia fan and she had to go through this, and it possibly could have cost them at least a game against Notre Dame.
Yeah,
because Gunner just wasn't necessarily ready.
Right.
You're still going. Look, you're trying to win a title and you want to win an SEC title and you want to keep momentum flowing. You don't want anything bad to creep in, because if I'm here, and to where I would go for this is if I'm resting if I'm A&M and I'm resting Marcell Reed,
yeah,
then I'm resting every starter.
And that's why I wouldn't do it, because I don't think it's fair to the rest of the team. You know what I mean? But
it's not. But then you go to the fact that, what do we always talk about sometimes with, you know, look at, and I know it's different sports, so it's hard to use an analogy, but the baseball and the teams that got byes are losing these
right.
days.
That's a good point.
But I go football and I go, man, that's, think about it. If you feel like you're locked into a first round bye, no matter win or lose in the SEC championship game, so that now they're going to have the first weekend in December off, the second weekend in December, the third weekend. They're going to go 4 weeks without playing while other guys are playing. And it's not always a good thing to have that rust. Didn't all the teams last year that had the bye lose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously Carson Beck is a cautionary tale, but I do believe in momentum and stopping that. I don't think it's a great scenario. Yeah. To stop someone from going out there.
It'd be an interesting conversation. I think you'd find out a lot about how some of these teams feel about their backup quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's true. That's a good point.
It's been interesting because I know that that's been talked about. And I've said it before. I don't necessarily love the idea of Bama playing in an SEC title game. They do have the one loss to Florida State, but they have zero losses in the SEC thus far. I don't know what the scenarios look like in terms of them being left out. If they were to lose against Oklahoma this week, obviously there's scenarios where, you know, I guess Georgia wouldn't slide in front of them because they'd be tied. They'd have the tiebreaker. Ole Miss's strength after that would have to do with common opponents. But it's neither here nor there. I think that topic going into conference championship weekend, it just goes along with everything else we've talked about. Like, what do these games mean still? You know what I mean? And conference championships are going to mean a lot to the teams, but on the outside looking in, it's like, dude, I don't know.
It does feel like more and more that the SEC title game is going to turn into something like Greg Sankey wants, where it's essentially a play-in game for the playoff. It was that because with the 12 team and the 16 team, it is not playoff system. It is not what it was when it was a four. See, a couple of years ago, it was 14 playoff. If everything looked like this right now, you're like, holy hell, we've got the buildings to be one of. This is the easiest marketable game ever for an SEC title game.
Absolutely.
So that process changes when teams are automatically going to make it, no matter what.
Yeah. And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style. At one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, it's time for Which One Wednesday.
All right, you guys have had to stay mum on this question as I've been talking about it through the show. You can still weigh in on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. If you can only have one, which Falcon would you rather sign to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London?
I hate this. I have no desire to answer this question. And I even went on my spiel yesterday about how underappreciated I feel like Drake London is.
Yeah,
not just here.
But to which
but
I agree,
mainly in the NFL as a whole. But I got to pick Bijan simply for the fact that I do feel like he's a top five player in the NFL. And when Drake's able to do some of the things he's done because teams are focused on Bijan and vice versa. Right? But to me, Bijan is such a unique talent that he can do so many different things. You don't want to be the Giants. You don't want to be the Giants and see a Saquon,
correct,
which is what a Bijan is, go to a team, maybe in the conference, maybe in your division, and immediately you go have a 2,000-yard season and win a Super Bowl and be the difference maker offensively for that team. That you can't allow that if you're the Falcons.
Yeah, I think that I would pick Drake for this conversation. And here's why. I think both these guys are A-grade players. I think it's easier to find a running back that you can turn into a B-grade player than it is to turn a wide receiver into a B-grade player. I think there's a lot of C-grade wide receivers. I just cannot imagine for the life of me what our passing game would look like this year without Drake London.
Yeah.
Buddy, it would be brutal.
No, it's a good point.
It would be brutal. Tyler Algier is not Bijan, but Tyler Algier can suffice in certain situations. If all of a sudden we went into a game plan this week and Darnell Mooney was our one, I don't know I don't know what we're doing. Like, I don't know where we're at in that conversation.
Well, now,
so,
yeah.
And also go back to the shelf life of running backs. I think that you can get another, you know, 8 years out of Drake. And I don't know that that's the – I don't know that's the conversation you can have with Bijan, especially with the amount of touches you want him to get all the way through the end of his contract. And I'm glad that they're not – glad they weren't rookies at the same time. I'll just put it that way, because let's structure these things out a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Which one is more appropriate to wear to work when it's 27 degrees out, shorts or pants?
Are we parking in a parking deck or no? this is tough. Pants. I got pants on today.
Yep.
I wore pants yesterday, but then I unlayered once I got inside of the building yesterday. But pants, probably, I would assume. 27 is just, that's a little too cold.
I think you can wear whatever you want. You're an adult. You're responsible for you. So if somebody's got to deal with the fact your decision to wear shorts, then it's you. So that's on you. I wore shorts today personally, because I walked out of my garage, put my book bag in the car, the rental, and then got in there and drove here. And I got in a parking deck, and I've been warm the whole time.
What he's trying to say is, you do you, boo. That's what he's trying to say.
I don't understand the shorts when it's this cold.
Yeah,
I like.
But he's
y'all.
Right. I mean, yeah,
I like to wear shorts, but I'm not walking outside though. I mean, I'm gonna have to go. I have some errands to run, some for the brown grass, some for personal.
I have not hit my stride yet on the whole parking outside the parking deck thing. So we'll see how that ends up. But yeah, I'll probably end up in shorts once it gets above 30. I'll probably be in shorts.
I think it's supposed to be like 70 this
weekend.
Yeah,
it's gonna get warm.
Which would you rather face, one great white shark or 500 piranha?
This is easy.
This is easy.
This is easy. Great white.
100%.
Because, look, 100 piranhas are going to win.
You're going to die.
And you can't fight 100 things off at once. But at least with a shark, you know, I'm going to be able to most likely, if it's a one-on-one where I know that he's coming, right, I'm going to have a chance to maybe, if he's coming in, like, see him and hit him in the nose or something. But the piranhas, I mean, they're just going to
I don't know.
They're going to bum rush you.
One bite, it's over, though, from a great white.
That's not true. They've seen people, you might lose a limb.
I'd rather face the great white. Piranha, you're not going to survive a 50 or 100
over.
Piranhas. You're done.
They're going to bum rush you.
Yeah, you're just all bones.
You think they're going to, like, do one at a time?
Yeah, they're not taking turns.
May I remind you, wasn't it the one gorilla or 100 monkeys before?
100
no.
men. One gorilla versus 100 men.
100 men.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Piranhas are just, it's like a swarm of bees, man.
Yeah. You said 500?
I did say 500.
Yeah, you ain't surviving.
You're done.
It's
OB.
Do you ever see the toy with Richard Pryor when he got bit by all the piranhas? yeah.
Wow. That's a good pull. That's a real. Hey, give it up for somebody else having a deep movie pull. That's not me. There you go. See, Allie knows movies.
Yeah.
Which Falcon would you want as your partner in a three-legged race? Matthew Bergeron or Caleb McGarry?
This is
but neither right now. Neither right now.
Right, because they're both a little bit hobbled. You got to have somebody whose hip height is about the same as yours.
I would. Well,
they're both over 6'5".
You need the same gait.
I'm screwed in this one. But I would say
Caleb McGarry's just dragging both.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
Come on, Squid. Let's go.
I'm
just dragging him.
I almost think Caleb McGarry would be like, hey, we're making the finish line whether I drag your ass right there or you hop. And I think Bergeron might be like, hey man, just when I hop, you hop. Just stay.
Picture Bo like my kids do where they sit on my foot and yes. I walk through the house and Bo's just
just come on, take me to the finish line, Caleb. Get me to the finish line,
you know,
Caleb.
Allie, everybody that makes a short person joke thinks they're the first person to ever do it.
Oh, man, hey, no, I don't.
I'm right here with you, man.
It's all good. You know I love you guys.
Which holiday would you rather travel for, Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Oh, dude.
Well, you never answered the sack race.
I did with Caleb McGarry.
Okay.
I think about the same height.
Neither?
I think when you talk about the actual on the road, I'd rather do Christmas. But as far as like my kids being away from the house on Christmas, I'm not doing that. I'm traveling for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Which is exactly what we do. We pick that every single year. We travel for Thanksgiving. We stay home for Christmas. That's what we do.
Can I throw in a point that I think nobody has made yet? If you're traveling for Christmas, if you've gotten gifts beforehand, you're going to have to ship some gifts. And that, you know, that makes it a little more expensive. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving, all you got to do is bring yourself. Yeah, you know,
well,
the food's going to be there.
No, you got to bring food. You just don't show up empty-handed.
Well, you can get the food when you get to the wherever your destination is.
All my Christmas gifts are from Amazon anyway, so if I'm going somewhere, I'm just shipping them there.
That's a good
point. I'm just shipping them to somebody else's
house. Well, but we travel in-state. So when we do it for Christmas, we just put everything in the truck and
there you go, man.
Slam it full.
What are you going to do this
but
year?
But I agree with what Mike answered. My goal, dude, let me tell you something.
Does the rental have a lot of cargo?
Let me tell you something. If it was my choice, I wouldn't leave the house at all, ever.
Touche, me.
I mean, I'm just like, y'all come to me.
Yeah, same.
We're gonna cook. I'm gonna cook some meat. That's my goal. I don't know if it's gonna work out for me.
Coming up, it is the wake up call 404-726-0929. Hey, you can get in on this debate if you can only have one. Who would you rather have signed to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London? Call us now 404-726-0929. The wake up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.